Good morning and welcome. It is 6:39. I want to ask a very serious question here as we get this segment of the show started. Let me ask you this. This challenge to the voter ID law, and I just want to boil it down into some very simple common sense issues. The challenge to the voter ID law that we have here in Wisconsin, they're saying it's unconstitutional. What exactly is unconstitutional about asking for an individual to prove they're a citizen before they vote locally, state, or federal?
Actually, the law now has been ruled unconstitutional, and this challenge is to say that it is.
Right.
That this the challenge is being brought by
this is conservative
groups to try to reverse the judge's ruling.
All right, my question still stands. What is unconstitutional about asking someone to provide proof they are a citizen?
I don't think anything. Because someone who votes illegally, for whatever reason, that they're not eligible for anything, that they're too young, that they're here illegally, that they're whatever, cancels out my vote. All it takes is one person who votes opposite me to disenfranchise me.
Right.
So that's why I think people should have
there should not be an impediment if you are a citizen to voting. And that there in
okay,
some, in some
if
places,
you're a citizen.
In some places, there is an impediment to voting. We saw a situation over the weekend. The former Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States of America could not get a voter ID card in Texas because the only forms of ID he had were an expired driver's license and an ID card from the college that he works at. He's 90 years old. He couldn't get an ID card. He was the former Speaker of the House.
So then let's make it easier for people to get valid ID to prove who they are.
Right.
I'm fine with that.
I don't have a problem with making it reasonable to prove you're a citizen. A birth certificate, which most of the time does prove you're a citizen.
But you have to pay to get that. So you're suggesting that you have to pay to vote, and that's unconstitutional.
No. We're gonna talk about this. There are other ways to prove that you are a citizen. For example, when I went to buy this car, we had to prove our residency. We had to show proof of a utility bill and some other stuff. There are alternative ways to prove your citizenship. Now, all right, let's just say that if the only way that is really a definitive way to prove that you're a citizen is to provide a birth certificate, all right, if the problem comes in, you're saying those that are indigent and do not have the money to buy another birth certificate, should they lose it, they don't have to pay the fees, then I feel if the state or the government is going to require this as a form of identification, if you can prove that you do not have the money to do it, the state should provide it for you.
It
should not be that you have to prove anything. There should be no financial impediment to voting. That's unconstitutional.
No, it's not.
I believe you do have to prove that you're an eligible voter.
Right.
Then if you want to give free birth certificates or free ID cards, I understand that. There should be no financial impediment to voting.
It's not an impediment for me. If I have to get an identification to say I'm a legal citizen,
impediment's the wrong word. There should be no reason to pay to cast a vote in this country.
I'm not paying to cast a vote. I'm paying to buy a identification.
That is required to cast a vote.
That it's also required for a driver's license and for your passport and for every other form of identification.
This has nothing to do with passport or driver's license or library card or anything else.
See,
this has to do with voting.
And this is the reason that this voter ID issue has become mired. There's no common sense. There is no common sense whatsoever. The issue is, if you have to prove you're a citizen by means of identification, then for those that cannot afford it, provide a way for that identification to be at no charge. That eliminates this whole
disenfranchised. I don't have a problem with that. You just didn't say that, though. I don't have a problem with that. Make free ID cards available to everyone who needs one.
No, only for those who cannot afford it. I'm not paying. Why should you, Tom, pay for my ID card? I don't need your money.
If you are requiring something in order to cast a vote in this country, it should be free. You should not have to pay for it, because then you are having to pay to vote, and that is unconstitutional.
All right, so let me just give you your point. Let's say the government would make the ability to get identification completely free, no charge. You would then be okay with an identification to prove you're a citizen?
I would.
Would all of the opposition go away then?
Absolutely not.
Then what? Okay, help me to understand. Bring it to my common sense level. What else is the problem?
And here's the concern. We disagree on how many people are in the country illegally. It's 8 to 11 million people.
Yeah.
In certain cities, if those people have unfettered access to the polls, could you have an illegal immigrant city council member in Los Angeles or New York? You absolutely could.
Well,
but there is very little evidence of voter fraud in this country.
I understand.
Very little evidence.
This is what people don't get. It only takes one illegal person to cancel out my vote.
But, Tom, that logic of, well, there's very little crime, we shouldn't do anything about it, that logic is flawed.
Well, it is an expensive solution without a problem.
Okay.
The problem is not there to the extent that it's being built up to be.
If you use that same logic, if you say compared to the number of successful votes that are cast in any given election, what would you say, that the number of voter fraud is, what, 1%? Less than 1%?
I think it's less than that.
Okay. Then if you're going to use that logic, I'm going to ask that you use the very same logic in gun control. The number of millions of guns that are out there by legal, law-abiding, responsible individuals, the number of those that use it for illegal, immoral purposes, especially these school shootings, far less than 1%. So if your logic is that the problem doesn't warrant the fix, then the logic has got to be used for gun control, too. The problem doesn't warrant the fix.
Well, I'll grant you that to a point, but the difference is an illegal vote doesn't kill anybody.
I wouldn't go along with that.
An illegal vote is an affront to democracy.
I will not agree with an illegal vote. It may not be the same as pulling the trigger, but an illegal vote can have America put in harm's way that it doesn't need to be put. It can cost us financial dollars that should not be done. It is dangerous. Now, whether it kills or it maims, or whether it simply puts us at risk of our democracy.
I'm just using that as a comparison to your gun control,
position. But logic is logic.
I don't want anybody voting illegally. I don't want any voter fraud in this country either. And I understand that there should probably be a way of identifying people at the polls. And my suggestion is, if you're going to require an ID card, you make it free for everyone so you are not paying to cast a vote in this country.
All right, well, Tom's position on this is moderate. That Tom says, fine, take care of the got to pay to get the ID.
Mm-hmm.
I suspect that there are other people on Tom's side of the argument who want some play in the voter rolls. They want the ability to, in close elections, to flood in with absentee ballots and what have you.
If you're an individual that says no voter ID, even if it is provided at no cost, then I question, what is your reason? Are you saying that an identification will disenfranchise minorities? Well, does that mean that when you have to show identification to get on an airplane, that only minorities are prevented from getting on the airplane? That's not true. Are you saying that in order to get a hotel room, you have to show identification, that only minorities now are not allowed to get a hotel room? Nope, that's not true either. Buying a car, getting insurance, everything that requires an identification.
But let's face it, changing the way we cast votes in this country and how we require people to cast votes in this country is being done for very specific reasons. It's voter suppression.
No, it's not. No, it's not. There is no way that that's voter suppression.
Because most of the people that don't have IDs or can't get IDs, the argument is, will vote Democrat. So it's a Republican voter suppression plan.
I am sick and tired of a specific political party going into areas, gathering people up, and busing them to voting polls where they don't live, where they don't have any interest whatsoever in what's going on. They are simply there as a warm body to throw votes in the favor of that particular party. Now, whether it be Republican, Democrat, or otherwise, if you have an ID, it says, I am this person, and I live in this area, I vote in this precinct.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a big supporter of voter ID, and I don't want voter suppression.
If your political views
are 100% opposite mine, and you're a legal citizen, go ahead and vote however you want to.
Precisely. If out of 100 people, I am the one person that votes this way, and 99 other people vote opposite of me, then guess what? I lose the election, suck it up, and move forward. But if I'm the one vote, and there's one vote that is with me, and he's the legitimate vote, and the other 98 votes are fraudulent, then I lost the election because
of fraud.
There's
no evidence of that. There's no evidence that voter fraud is that systemic.
No, it doesn't matter, Tom. It doesn't matter if it's one person or a million people. If it's against the law and it's a violation to our Constitution, it should be fixed. It doesn't matter the variety or the
well, I think it's
amount
a big difference
of the
if
crime.
It's one person or a million people. There's a big difference.
No, if you're going to use that logic, you got to use it for every other thing. You got to use it for every other thing. That logic is flawed. It makes no sense whatsoever. Oh, there's only a few people that abuse drugs. You know, let them go. There's only a few people that actually hack people
to death. There are libertarians who suggest that the cost of fighting the war on drugs is wrong, considering
They're wrong, too, because it's not accurate. It is not accurate. The harm that would be done by just free drugs, look at the countries that have free drugs. They are backing off of their policy because their society is crumbling from within. I just wanted to get my brain wrapped around what the challenges were, and now I understand. It's politics. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Be right back.
The streets, crying, begging for help, struggling to survive. After losing everything to a catastrophic event, it often feels there's nowhere to turn, no way to regain what was taken in the blink of an eye. Maybe you thought to yourself, one day I'll help. But the children who woke up and found their Halloween candy was eaten by their parents don't have until the 12th of never. They need your help now. For just pennies a day, you can help replenish the candy that mysteriously disappeared during the night. Each month you'll receive a picture of your child holding a miniature Snickers or Butterfinger, slowly putting the broken pieces of their Halloween back together, while their parents waddle around the house in search of stretch pants and Rolaids. For more information, call 1-800. I walked around all night wearing a stupid costume for nothing. Operators are standing by.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.